You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Creation.
Entrepreneurship.
The next idea.
We have to make room for this ability to learn to be creative.
You've heard that term, hotbed of innovation, the time and place where money and talent flow toward the creation of new ideas. Sometimes, though, innovation happens during the slowdown, the dry spells. Today's guest on The Next Idea is a metalsmith who's worked on restoration projects like Detroit's Fox Theater, but started working with windmill technology during the last recession when money and projects were kind of scarce. Carlos Neilbach is the head of Can Art Handworks, and he's received a Knight Arts Challenge grant to create innovative wind turbine sculptures that'll power a cell phone charging station and also help irrigate crops in Detroit's Eastern Market District. Carlos Neilbach is with us now. Carlos, welcome to The Next Idea.
Very happy for you to have me.
So describe this project that you're working towards at the Eastern Market using this Knight grant.
Yes, it is really my pet project for many years, trying to create industry here in Detroit where we are so in need of a product, a commodity, and the unique circumstances of the bankruptcy and the despair, you know, that make me increase the search for a solution. So I set out to build the windmill. I studied all existing windmills and reversed all the criteria, and first and foremost, work with the material and the things that I have currently available.
Okay, so we're basically, we're upcycling what's there instead of spending money fabricating new turbines.
That's the exact word, is upcycling. Taking existing components, find viability in other products and projects, and not melting them in like recycling, rather disassemble them and reuse them in new projects, somewhat like Lego stones, to be able to, you know, make new things over and over again with the same things that you have available. Upcycling.
Carlos, I understand you had an aha moment about windmills while you were installing something on your roof. Tell us about that moment.
Upcycling now, it's almost a lifestyle that you are a keen observer of things that you feel and touch and how they may find use in your projects and inventions. And so my first development of wind turbines, I created the blades that create the rotation on a low level altitude versus a higher level altitude, blades that kind of catches the wind like a baseball glove, but then divert that to create this rotation. And when I was one day on the rooftop to adjust my satellite dish, a gust of wind came, and just like a baseball glove, I catched a whoosh of wind that almost catapulted me off the building. And there it was. I went straight to my shop and built my next windmill out of satellite dish blades.
You know.
And that worked so good. My windmills are spinning for 8 years, through all the seasons, through all the storms, through all the power outages.
So you're using upcycled materials, Carlos, things that are used in producing vehicles. So it's not wasting. It is repurposing and building two windmills for the Eastern Market, which will do what for the Eastern Market?
One will aid to irrigate the urban farm, also mediate storm water. The urban farming right now, it's taking their irrigation water from the tap, from the hydrant, and that presents a problem all by itself. So the need of mediate the storm water that accumulates and overwhelms our drain system right here is just paramount.
So that's one, and then also a cell phone charging station.
Yes, there will be a showcase wind turbine right in front of shed number 5. And it will be located in a flower bed with a seating arrangement around it, like regular benches. But those benches have plugs, so you can charge your cell phone. Hmm. You also could charge your wheelchair or electric bike. And all that with a device that is created by upcycling with materials that's all around us.
And also one that you can kind of take apart and move as needed, which is really the opposite of those huge, big three-blade wind turbines that we see. How do you think this kind of idea, Carlos, can help revitalizing Detroit?
Our greatest resource is creativity. The next generation cannot pollute any more oceans, are not able to hack up any more forests. All the resources like oil, gas, this is coming to an end. So to come up with a way to see the resources in the things that was already created, I think that the real inventions are yet to come.
Knight Arts Challenge Grant winner Carlos Nielbach. He's the head of Can Art Handworks, and he will be installing 2 innovative wind turbine sculptures in Detroit's Eastern Market District. Thank you so much for being with us, Carlos, on The Next Idea.
Thank you.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.